No, they were married. Yes, they were married men, because the man that was principal was married, had his wife. Of course, later years, you know, that was all done away with.
Tell me about, you were telling me earlier about the traveling you had done.
Well, my first trip I remember in traveling was to Chicago. I had a friend who had attended Atlanta University, and she was teaching in summer school over in Vidalia. I was attending summer school in Jackson. And she said to me, she said, "Oh, pal, let's take a trip this summer." I said, "Oh, I don't think that I can," because I had an invalid sister that I had to take care of. And, of course, I had no relatives that I knew anything about, you know, and I always had to economize and look out for the future. So I told her, I said, "Oh, Lucille, I don't think that I can afford a trip." She said, "Oh, forget about it and come on, let's go anyway. You need a little diversion." So we decided we'd go to Chicago. She was teaching in summer school in Vidalia, just across the river, and I was attending. She said, "Well, I'll meet you in Jackson, because we will take a train from there to Chicago." And she said, "I'll have a trunk big enough, we'll trunk together." So she brought her trunk on to Chicago, and after she finished teaching in the summer school session, and we got busy, and I put my things in her trunk, and we went on to Chicago. And, oh, I thought it was wonderful. That was the first big city I had traveled to.
Where else have you been besides Chicago?
Well, I have been to I've been to several places, but no, not many distant places. Since after I married this undertaker, he used to go to the conventions, you know, held at different places. And one year we went to Miami to a convention, and from there we went to the Bahamas. And I have a friend who was teaching at Yale University. And I went to visit with her. And that's when I went to New York, because you're not anywhere from New Haven to New York. But I didn't, we didn't, we stayed 2 or 3 days there. And she had a friend in, where was that, Rhode Island. And she invited her up there to visit her, and we went up there and visited with her in Rhode Island, off from every, they had just acres and acres of land of these Christmas trees, you know, that are sold every year. And her father was a millionaire. But he had taught in one of the universities there and was the first physician to perform a chest operation.
Really?
Yes. And they used to come up in this place during the summer, you know, and spend the time there. And they were white. And they were friends of my friend that was attending Yale. That's where she met her. She was in her class where she taught at Yale. And that was one of the places. And then, oh, I've been Memphis, of course, Kentucky.